Good afternoon. It's 5:44, and you're listening to 90.7 WFAE. I'm Mark Rumsey. Shareholders of Duke Energy and Progress Energy today approved the proposed $13.7 billion merger of the two companies. The deal, which still needs approval from several regulatory agencies, would create the largest utility company in the U.S. Joining me to discuss the Duke-Progress merger plans is Dennis Sperduto. He's vice president with Regulatory Research Associates, an affiliate of SNL Financial, which is based in Charlottesville, Virginia. Well, Mr. Sperduto, what is the driving force behind this proposed merger?
Well, I think more than anything, the utility industry is going through another construction, expansion, and upgrade phase, and both companies, Duke and Progress, have considerable capital expenditures that need to be made. With that as a background, and given the proximity of the North Carolina and South Carolina operations, it makes sense from a overall cost standpoint for the two companies to merge.
What about customers of these two utilities? What's in the deal for them?
Well, customers should, especially in the Carolinas, see lower utility costs, which would translate into lower rates than otherwise would have been the case. The companies have estimated that just due to savings through joint power plant dispatch and fuel savings, that there should be about $700 million of those savings over the 2012 to 2016 period.
Yes, and that was cited in today's shareholder meetings. Is that a realistic figure, in your opinion?
I believe it is.
Now, you've mentioned capital needs of the utilities and new power generation. Specifically, Duke in the Carolinas has been looking at wanting to build more nuclear plants. Would this merger, if it goes through, impact the feasibility of that expansion or the timetable for those plans?
That's a major issue, and if that issue should be impacted positively by the merger. Nuclear plants are, the capital costs are the highest of any of the major forms of generation. And having a combined company, a combined and financially stronger company go into major nuclear construction program should bode well, assuming that the companies continue to pursue the nuclear option.
The Duke Energy Progress Energy merger does still need approval from a list of state and federal regulatory agencies. What will regulators be looking at, and do you foresee any serious concerns?
I really can't speak for regulators, but I think there's a reasonable possibility that the regulators will approve the proposed transaction. They may add, I would not at all be surprised if they add conditions to it. The companies may have to make additional rate concessions. Again, I wouldn't expect them to be very large.
Well, Dennis Sperduto with SNL Financial, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you, Mark.